Now, verse 4, notice this. The doors shall be shut in the street. And what does that mean? Well, that means you're going to get hard of hearing. Again, my wife tells friends, she doesn't think I even hear her when she says this. She says, you'll have to speak a little louder. He's getting hard of hearing. And I'm not, by the way. I don't think I'm getting hard of hearing. She says, I don't hear her often. Well, frankly, I just don't want to hear her. I had a neighbor several years ago, and this neighbor wore a hearing device. And his wife would get after him when he got out to trim trees or prune his fruit trees or do things like that. And she'd come out and he'd be up on a ladder and she'd be rebuking him for it. And all he did would take out his hearing aid. He didn't hear a word she said. And all of a sudden, after she'd talked to him for 15 minutes, she said, I don't think that you got your hearing aid in. And he didn't have. He just kept right on working, you see. Well, the noise out in the street, it's not as loud as it once was. The doors are shut in the streets. And then it says, when the sound of the grinding is low. And actually, the literal here is the sound of the grinding women. The sound of the grinding women is low. What does that refer to? Refers to the tongue, to the voice. Have you ever noticed that sometimes when people get very old, the voice gets low and they begin to talk. Well, you know, I'm getting old. Yes, we are friends. And when we start talking like that, we better get off the radio. And if I get to that point, you won't hear me on the radio. The sound of the grinding women is low. It refers to the tongue and the voice. Now, will you notice this? And he shall rise up at the voice of the bird. You remember when you and I were younger, that why, even an alarm clock in the morning didn't wake us up, and we didn't mind the noise of children, or we didn't mind the noise of music coming from next door, or when you're in a motel from the next room. Well, now, even the little chirp of a bird disturbs us. And I find that one of the things in motels today, I always ask, can you give us a quiet room? Why? Well, I want you to know very candidly that the sound of a chirp of a bird is disturbing at night. And we want to get our rest and our sleep. And then, will you notice something else? And the daughters of music shall be brought low. Now, it means that the daughters of music are brought low. It means you cannot sing in the choir any longer. It means that you can't carry a tune anymore. And I remember their brother, Homer Rhodey Heaver. What a marvelous music director he was, song leader. And I remember him as a young man. I was a boy, and I went to hear Billy Sunday. My, how he thrilled me. Played the trombone, led the singing. What a voice. And then I had him when I was pastor in downtown Los Angeles. He was in his 70s. I'd have to help him up. He was tottering up to the platform. And he still was a marvelous song leader. No one, I think, could ever excel him. But every now and then, he'd sing a stanza. And my feeling was he should have read this verse, because he got to the place where it wasn't the same old Rhodey. It wasn't that glorious voice that we'd heard. And there are a lot of folk today that ought to realize they can't sing anymore. Now, he could get by with it because he was great, whether he could sing or not. But there are a lot of folk not great, and therefore they ought to quit singing. And that's the reason I never opened my mouth today in a song service. I don't dare. I couldn't sing when I was young. And it's frightful now. The daughters of music shall be brought low.